Identify and access your ideal customers. First thing I should mention is you can get help building a prospect list from business alliances and vendors. I have a friend named Heather who's in the title business, and I basically told her what I was trying to accomplish in my territory. I was looking for owners that had property values, commercial property values of $500,000 and above, to target as listing assignments within five defined zip codes. Well, her firm has a database that segregates by zip code and by property type or zoning type and value from the property appraiser's website to compile a mailing list with contact names, phone numbers, as well as email addresses. So basically I told her what I needed, and she gave me a 2200 owner list that had all this information. I also subscribed to a real estate subscription company called CoStar that I can set up the same parameters and get mailing lists by basically headcount of employees as well as square footage of employees for tenants in our territory. When I sold office furniture, the manufacturers used to have lists of profile companies that we would deal with. We were a mid-market furniture dealer, so we would cater to companies that had between 10 and 100 employees as our target list. And our manufacturer actually provided us calling cards, cold calling cards by zip code in any territory. So that was tremendously helpful for door knocking, because we knew the size of the company and also the sales volume of that company before we called on them. The second thing I would recommend doing, and I've done in the past, is your ideal customers are members of organizations that have the same type of SIC or business code. Try to get invited to one of their group meetings. I had a friend named Brent who's in the information technology industry, and basically he invited me to an organization that had those types of businesses in there, and I was able to have access to their, I went to their meeting and subscribed to their directory, and I had access to all the information technology companies within the west coast of Florida just by asking for an invitation to this organization meeting. You know, go to the public library. Here's another place to look for specific information. You can go to the public library and download or find directories that have businesses by SIC code, which is a registry code for different types of businesses. So if you are dealing with a company that, or companies that you've had success with, look up what their SIC code is. Go to the library. The librarian will put you online and show you how to hook up to InfoUSA's website, where you can download and segregate companies by SIC code, by zip code, by street address, by employee size, any format that you can think of. You can gather this information and put it in an Excel spreadsheet for either mailing lists or for door knocking lists. So that's I found that really helpful. And the next thing I would suggest is every city has a book of lists. Usually their business journal provides a book list of the top 25 companies in each category in that city. Purchase one of those lists. When I sold book printing, I had catered to publishers as well as I catered to high technology companies. And both categories had a directory that I used to call on. The Book Builders Society of Boston had 240 publishers in it. That was my target list for selling to soft cover books to publishers. And the Mass High Technology Directory had 2,700 companies in it, all within 15 miles, a 15-mile perimeter of Boston. So look for directories like that to compile your customer list. You can also buy mailing lists from your postcard printers and lock it down to, what I do is I lock my top 50 wish list listing assignments, and I mail to those 50 every other week. And what I've done, once I convert them into customers, I put another company in that top 50. So I always have 50 piece mailing going out every couple of weeks. But it's very targeted. It's targeted to, the ideal listings in the territory for us to handle. And, it works tremendously, tremendously well. And the other thing I recommended, if you're a member of a mastermind group or go to other business alliances that you may have, I was promoting a data center building, which was a very specialized building. Not anybody could have use for this building. It had raised flooring in it. It had, tremendous bandwidth, tremendous power, a full-blown generator. It was a fortress, and only a certain audience of people globally or companies globally had use for this type of building. But I have a friend, Larry, who was in my mastermind group that was also an IT marketing guru, and he basically provided me a list of colocation computer server companies to promote this building to. I had an email video that I would send out to these companies, and we actually showed the building twice to people off of this list that Larry provided me. It didn't cost me a dime. He just did it as a friendly gesture, and we were able to, pull two prospects out of that 110 company lead list that he gave us. So I can't impress you enough to rely on your business alliances to find a specific mailing list that would help you market a product. The other thing you can do is I talk about synergistic business partners. What I do with them is I overlay my customer database with their customer database and look for non-duplication on the list. So if they're dealing with somebody that I'm not dealing with, they'll walk me in and get me a handshake to that end user, and I'll do the same thing for them. So by collaborating with your synergistic business partners and taking your, top 300 names and marrying them together, you can actually come up with a pretty solid prospecting list that's, it's qualified because they're all people that are doing business with you or them. So anyway, just a review in the CD, remember to get help with with building your prospect list from business alliances and vendors. Ask your ideal customer to attend one of their trade show organizations. Collaborate with your Synergy business partners to cross-reference your mailing list. Buy the book a list if there's one available. Obviously, the chamber has a book as well that has 2,250 members' names in it. And then try to narrow down your mailings to your top 50 prospects and do them more frequently. It'll save you mailing costs. It'll be more calculated for who you're going after. And you'll find that once you convert them, you can replace them with another prospect in that top 50. So you're constantly churning the top 50 to convert them into accounts using passive marketing methods, which is either direct mail or email. So that's another, pointer I would provide and recommend that you do is narrow it down to the 50 and just passive market to them every other week. And you will pick up business from doing that. So that's it for this CD. I hope the information I provided on this CD you can apply immediately, even if you don't have your ducks in a row for your prospecting plan. This is how you can create a blueprint for who you need to call on a regular basis. So take care and good selling.